Now, the Higgs boson, otherwise known as the God particle, is back in the headlines after the British scientist Peter Higgs won the Nobel Prize for Physics. In the 60s, he was among several physicists who proposed a theory to explain why the most basic building blocks of the universe have mass. Now that Mr. Higgs has won the award, did you think, I really need to understand this? Maybe you shouted, can somebody please explain to me, finally, what the God particle is in a way that I can understand? I had that thought yesterday listening to Alan Dedicote reading the news. I thought we've had this item now 15 times. Finally, we've got to grasp what this blimmin' thing is. Last year, the Higgs boson, the particle that gives all matter in the universe size and shape, was discovered, physically discovered, at a research facility in Switzerland. But how does it actually work? That is the question. If you know, you might want to call us 0500 288 291 and tell us, give us your expert layman's view. Our reporter Tim Johns has been giving it some thought himself.
There was applause all round as the results came in. The jury, which decided that the Higgs boson scientists were to be the proud recipients of the Nobel Prize for Physics, were conclusive in their remarks. British scientist Peter Higgs shared the prize with Belgian François Englert, and the jury said they were honoured for
the theoretical discovery of a mechanism that contributes to our understanding of the origin of massive subatomic particles, and which recently was confirmed through the discovery of the predicted fundamental particle.
Of course. And across the nation, people couldn't be happier or clearer as to the reasons behind why they'd won.
Sorry to stop you there. Are you excited about the news about the Higgs boson?
Higgs boson, I don't know.
Do you know what the Higgs boson is?
No.
I can jog your memory if it helps. Apparently the field around a Higgs boson has a Mexican hat-shaped potential with non-zero strength everywhere. Did you know that?
No.
Apparently its vacuum state breaks the weak isospin symmetry of the electro-weak interaction. Did you know that?
No.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I guess so.
So, more than 50 years ago, the pair of boffins who have won this prize, along with some other scientific colleagues, proposed that there was an invisible field of something or other lying across the universe, giving particles their mass. Big Bang theory had been kicking around for a long time, but there were still holes in it. Why did particles stick together in the first place? They thought there was another as-yet-undiscovered particle to blame. And then, last summer, came this announcement from CERN, the research place with a Large Hadron Collider machine thing.
We've observed a new particle. We see that it decays to two photons, for example, which tells us it's a boson. It's a particle with integer spin, and we know its mass is roughly 130 times the mass of a proton.
They found it! They knew it was a boson because, as he said, it decayed to two photons, of course! And everyone agreed that the Higgs boson, otherwise known as
the God particle,
was a very important discovery.
This is very significant.
The significance is huge in scientific terms.
We have finally found the Higgs boson.
And now that importance has been recognised with this Nobel Prize. But while the scientific community has been rejoicing since the discovery of the Higgs boson, many others find it hard to celebrate the discovery of something that for many is so utterly perplexing.
Higgs boson, I don't know.
Don't know.
No. No.
So just what is
the God particle?
Tell us if you know. Thanks, Tim Johns. Dr. Simon Foster lectures in physics at Imperial College in London. You know what it is, yeah?
Well, I think I do. I probably have to take you back a bit.